How to build a faithful reentry and restoration chaplaincy that lasts. A faithful reentry and restoration chaplaincy does not last by enthusiasm alone. Enthusiasm may start the work. Compassion may open the door. A powerful testimony may inspire people, but long-term ministry requires structure, accountability, team support, prayer, boundaries, and clear purpose. The first question is not, how big can this become? The first question is, how can this remain faithful? A lasting chaplaincy begins with role clarity. Everyone involved should know what the chaplain does and does not do. The chaplain offers spiritual care, presence, encouragement, prayer by permission, scripture with consent, referral awareness, and bridge building. The chaplain is not a therapist, case manager, attorney, probation officer, housing provider, employer, or emergency responder unless separately trained and officially serving in another role. A lasting chaplaincy also needs leadership accountability. This may come through a church, ministry, soul center, reentry program partnership, or Christian Leaders Alliance structure. Chaplains should not operate as isolated helpers in vulnerable settings. A lasting chaplaincy needs a local resource map. Know the churches, recovery groups, counselors, housing referral pathways, legal aid options, job readiness ministries, crisis contacts, and community partners in your area. Keep the list updated. Reentry needs change quickly and resources change too. A lasting chaplaincy needs team rhythms. Volunteers should receive orientation, training, debriefing, and support. Hard conversations should not be carried alone. If someone hears suicidal language, abuse disclosure, relapse danger, violence risk, or housing crisis, the chaplain should know what escalation pathway to follow. A lasting chaplaincy needs spiritual rhythms. Prayer, scripture, worship, rest, confession, and fellowship are not optional extras. Chaplains are embodied souls too. They carry stories in their minds, emotions, bodies, and spirits. They need renewal in Christ. A lasting chaplaincy also needs humility about outcomes. Some fruit appears quickly. Some fruit is hidden. Some people move forward slowly. Some people step backward before they stabilize. The chaplain is responsible for faithfulness, not control. What helps the ministry last? Clear boundaries, written expectations, good supervision, safe meeting practices, referral partnerships, honest communication, volunteer care, prayerful dependence on God, what harms, one-person ministry, secret help, undefined availability, savior habits, poor training, no debriefing, no safety plan, no referral awareness, no church or ministry accountability. Reentry and restoration chaplaincy can become a beautiful expression of the body of Christ, but it must be built wisely. Faithfulness over time is one of the strongest testimonies a chaplaincy can offer.